there are two problems. One, we provide water resources to Big Sugar when, in fact, urban users, people like you and I, are sort of the last people in line to receive our water. So Sugar continues to get their supply of water while we continue to starve and have to go on stricter and stricter water restrictions. On the other hand, you've got just the normal flood control system that was designed several decades ago to keep our cities dry, and that's important. But what it also does is it flushes way too much water out to sea. So all these billions of gallons that we flush out to the ocean, we could be storing in the Everglades, storing in undeveloped wetland areas, so that when we have these summer dry periods, we don't have such a severe drought.
The second point that you made, you're talking about the way that flood water is currently diverted. It's going in the completely wrong direction.
Exactly. It's, you know, when they first designed this, they didn't realize that by draining the Everglades and draining the areas that are now our suburbs of most of our cities, basically provided the water recharge areas for our aquifers. So back in the 40s and 50s when they designed some of these structures, they had no idea that they'd basically be cannibalizing the water supply as we developed more and more of South Florida, South and Central Florida. So essentially what we've done is we've flushed out our most valuable water resource. We're a lot different from out west in California, Arizona, places where they just don't get much rainfall, so they have water shortages. Here we get more than enough rainfall to accommodate our entire population and agriculture. We just don't manage it very wisely. We know that if you basically restore wetlands, rip out the canals, take out roads that were in areas that might have been developed, like the Picayune Strand in southwest Florida, it's about a 55,000-acre failed development, and they're in the midst of removing all those roads and canals. And what happens is the wetlands become restored. You have a vast area that can be used to store and recharge our aquifers, store water and recharge our aquifers. So there are a number of projects that are underway, but some of them are several years and some several decades away from being online.
In terms of the infrastructure that's already there, I mean, you're talking about, you know, kind of dismantling, taking roads down and things like that. I mean, where's the barrier to that?
When I say take roads down, I'm not talking about roads that are being used right now. There were a number of developments where it was sort of a classic Florida land peddling scheme where they sold land to people that came down during the winter season from up north. And when they ended up selling all these plots of land, people discovered the land they had purchased was actually underwater half the year. And so these were roads that were built several decades ago in areas that haven't ever seen homes built because, as it turned out, you couldn't build homes in those areas. So we're talking only about taking out roads in areas that aren't being used. We're not talking about removing roads that are currently being utilized by, you know, our current population. And the Everglades Restoration Plan proposes removing those dams, allowing the water to flow, allowing it to restore the aquifer that provides one in three Floridians with their water supply. Most people don't realize that the Everglades is actually our largest water supply in the state, and you literally have about 7.5 million people that depend on it for their daily supply of fresh water. And what we're also finding as a problem during these extreme drought periods, as the freshwater supply is depleted, we see all number of our aquifers that see saltwater intrusion. And once an aquifer or a well, if you will, becomes contaminated with too much saltwater, it becomes unusable. So we lose for literally over 100 years a source of water until that salinity level can be reduced naturally again.
You want to see water storage reservoirs in and around the Everglades agricultural area. What are the stumbling blocks to such projects being undertaken?
Well, there are a number of water storage reservoirs that have been proposed, and recently the state of Florida purchased about 45 square miles of land from one of the sugar companies. It was U.S. Sugar Corporation, and they sold that land late last year. And so now it's a matter of designing these structures and then achieving funding levels from both the state and federal government that would allow them to build those reservoirs. One of the biggest obstacles, of course, for additional reservoirs is that most of the sugar company executives oppose taking any of their land out of production for the purpose of providing water for the people. Although, you know, that land was essentially drained to accommodate sugar at the expense of all the folks on the coasts that depend on these wetlands in the Everglades for their water supply.
I mean, what are the challenges in terms of state and federal funding for such projects?
Well, let's just look at the state to begin with. Governor Scott has said it's his priority to create 700,000 some new jobs in his first term, but the problem with the policies that he's implementing is that he's basically dismantling our environmental protections and our water supply budget for the water management district. And if you're going to attract new businesses, attract new employers, attract new residents to this state, you need to be able to provide that most basic element that we all need, and that's water.